Here you go.
No, no, I don't need it.
This one's for you.
No, I don't want it. I can't do it. No, I can't. I can't.
Good shot!
Minsk, Belarus for the last 3 days. What have we done? What have we done besides drive fast go-karts and endlessly booze with beautiful women?
We drove go-karts?
Yes, we drove go-karts. And then we endlessly boozed in the most prestigious establishments in the city and spent thousands and thousands of American dollars with beautiful women. That's what we've been doing. Have we done anything else?
Why would you want to do something else?
Anyway, the point is this. The point is, it's a year and a half. Has it been a year and a
it's
half?
It's been a long time.
Since the lockdown's begun. Remember the beginning of our journey, a year and a half, where we had to go to Sweden and show all these men, inspire rebellion.
So.
No one in Sweden cares about coronavirus.
They literally care zero.
Why? You do realize why eating this annoys me.
What,
right
random
now?
Meat from the Orient.
Yeah.
Why would that bother you?
Look at Europe right now. Who do you think started this? Whose fault do you think this is?
What I was hoping to do when I went to Sweden a year and a half ago is that a whole bunch of people would copy me and all this lockdown shit would end within a couple weeks. But because everyone was cowards and obeyed, a year and a half later, still people are being told it's not safe to go outside. Don't hug your loved ones. Avoid the sunlight. There's COVID. There's a 0.001% chance you'll die. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And I'm making this video to give credit to Lukashenko, because Lukashenko is the leader of Belarus. He's been the leader of Belarus since 1994. And when all this crap kicked off, he told everyone, drink more vodka. Go to the sauna. I will not lock their people in their homes. The IMF came along and said, don't worry, we'll give you relief funds. Relief funds, bribe, to lock your people in your home, in their houses because of COVID. I don't want your fucking money. I like my people. And my people drink vodka. T, do you think the reason we never got sick as we traveled the world is because we were constantly drinking vodka, constantly with beautiful women?
Well, Lukashenko has proven to be correct on that one. So, it could be.
If vodka kills Corona, it would explain why we did not get Corona at any point ever.
But Luke's been sick.
Luke doesn't drink enough vodka. Anyway, if you're watching this, and there is any of the COVID rules you still comply with, you put a mask on or something tiny, on any level, if you're complying with Corona, you have no idea how stupid you are. Because there's countries like this one that have been wide open the whole time. Everybody is completely fine, and you are getting played.
We'll be right back.
You're terrified. Is this what's scaring you? Do you want to move it? Do you want to put it on a different table?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Is that how scared you are?
Yes.
Because this girl's about to drink it. She's not scared.
Yes.
So you are scared.
I'm scared.
For the record.
Yeah.
You're terrified.
I'll put it on the record.
You know, no one wants it.
Nope. Zero.
It's good.
I now have a new political standpoint. I believe in the acceleration of the destruction, the certain destruction of the United States of America. The United States of America has failed on every level. It's failed socially, it's failed economically, the police systems failed, the law systems failed, even the financial system's collapsing in real time. We can watch the dollar and the inflation rate just plummet. It's over, dollar's over, it's all over. People go, well, America's at least still rich. Not for long. Trust me, it is over. So I am now an accelerationist. I want things to happen quicker. I want it to happen as quickly as possible. Why would we want to delay the destruction of this nation? Why don't we just watch it in real time? Wouldn't that be a more fun show? So when people ask me, do I believe in BLM? Do I like, you know, the cops, sort of thing, George Floyd, blah, 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 blah. My status has changed. I used to be pro-law and order, right? But then I saw all the conservatives who I thought were pro-law and order allow an election to be stolen from them and put their masks on and lose their businesses like little cowards. So I realized that there is literally no backbone left in America, none. All the conservatives, I'm a conservative, you are a pussy. You're a pussy, I know it, and you know it. You're a bunch of pussies. The only ones who weren't pussies went and took a walk around the Capitol building and everyone's pretending it's the worst thing in the world. Ooh, worst thing in the world. So America's finished, right? So when it comes to the George Floyd trial, I want that cop to get off. Not because I think he's innocent or guilty, but because I think it will cause the most riots. It will cause the most destruction. In regards to the new one, Duante whatever, whatever, and the girl shot him, I want her to go to jail. Why? Because I think it'll make a lot of cops quit. And the less cops we are, the faster the chaos will set in. I don't care who's innocent, guilty, I'm uninterested. I am always rooting for the outcome which is gonna result in the most destruction, the quickest destruction of the previously great nation of the United States of America. I want it over. So whatever option I have to take, whichever side I have to choose, so that there's big fires and looting and crying, the faster we can destroy everything, the better. That's what team I'm on. The accelerationist team.
So Luke, you haven't had a single drink all day.
No.
All day? Luke, what time is it?
It's 11:03, isn't it?
11:03, not a single drink.
Not one.
Why?
Unbelievable.
I drank, what? 7 hours ago? 6 hours ago?
Hours? Hours?
Hours.
Luke, let me tell you something.
I'm only just in
I feel sick to my stomach. I'm already wincing on my face with this nasty bison grass, neat, disgusting vodka. You know the difference between you and I? I'm a coward.
I'm not interested in hours. I'm interested in beer showers.
I don't think people realize how horrible that is.
Here you go.
No, I don't need it.
This one's
no,
for you.
No, I don't want it. I can't do it. No, I can't. I can't.
You can't.
I can't. I can't.
You are aware, no. Take confidential viewers, that Luke is... No, but here's the thing. Look, you couldn't do it either. But some of you watching would do it. It's not about can or can't. It's about will or won't. And Luke won't.
How do you
mean
that?
How did this happen?
Look, we all sent some texts inviting some people.
What do you mean us?
Did you send some texts inviting some people?
No, what do you mean us?
We all are in it together.
No, people will take up. You don't understand what's happened. It happens all the fucking time.
No.
It's fucking weird.
We're all responsible for this.
It makes no sense, Tristan.
What no sense?
Andrew.
Look,
we've all
invited some people.
But how does the house always end up like this?
No, one person invited everybody, and that's you. Oh, I see.
How's that happen?
I'm surrounded by traitors. Now you're blaming me. You said we'll have some drinks tonight. Sorry for bringing company. You invited that guy, Vlad. You invited him.
And you invited like 25 girls.
What? We all sent some messages. It's a group effort. What happened outside is an orchestrated effort by all of us to have a party, correct?
That was.
I would never leave you alone. I would never.
Shit.
I think the Matrix is broken. And I'm Morpheus. Everyone who watches and pays attention to my Twitter knows that I wake them up. I try and make them escape the Matrix. But I think this Matrix is broken. There's a bug in the code.
It must be.
It is far too easy to get rich. People are complaining, oh, Corona's ruined my livelihood. Since this Corona shit started, it has become ridiculously easy to get rich. Something must be broken inside the Matrix. Biden and his cronies are printing trillions of dollars. And somehow we're getting hold of loads of them. We've become ultra high net worth individuals. If you're worth above 30 million, you're an ultra high net worth individual. You understand that's us? Me and you in our silk robes, smoking cigars, talking shit and fucking girls. We are ultra high net worth individuals now. Money is coming from the sky. We're making $100,000 a week from the sky, from DeFi. Something's broken the Matrix. Don't you have to like go to work and do a job? All we do is whatever we want. And every single week, we have loads more money than we did the week before. This can't be real. I think the Matrix is broken. So if I'm Morpheus, what does that make you? Are you Neo?
No, I'm Neo's little.
All right, so who are you?
Smith.
You're Smith and I'm Morpheus. Yes. And we must be working together on the Matrix to somehow give us unlimited money.
Yes.
But everyone also who's in the war room who's obeying us is making shitloads of money.
Loads.
Everyone's making loads. Where's this money coming from?
How is anyone poor?
No, but I believed to make money, you had to take money from someone else. Whose money are we taking? Is it the wage slaves who are like working their ass off? I get X amount of dollars a month and we're just famoosing them? Is that what's happening?
I don't know.
Where are we getting all this money from?
I don't know. It just appears.
Printer?
The Matrix is broken.
Just wake up in the morning and it's there. Elves.
You know the most stupid things Americans say to me is, it's actually okay outside of the cities. If you avoid civilization, it's fine. If you go to live amongst the trees, if you hide in a bush where there's no one, because the criminals want to kill you, and the cops want to kill you. Everyone wants to kill you. Don't go to Kroger's, you might get fucking blasted. Oops, caught a stray AK bullet from the fucking gangsters over there when I was trying to get a drive-through McDonald's. That doesn't happen in a normal country. No civilized country does this happen. I was in Home Depot and I saw 15 people get blasted. Why? What the? This is a failed nation on every level. And when I say this, Americans go, yeah, but if you go out to the country, it's really beautiful nature. Let me tell you something. I live in Romania. We have beautiful nature. I've been to 72 countries. I've yet to find a country where if you go away from the city, the nature's pretty nice. I could move to fucking Iraq and avoid all people and go out into the mountains and be like, it's fine. That's every country in the world. Why would you live in a country where you have to avoid all of the people, the criminals and the law enforcement, to feel remotely safe and then use that as a point to defend said country? And said country is gonna make you give away half your money in taxes so they can build bombs to blow up little brown kids on the other side of the world in the name of freedom. And you're gonna tell me that's a good place to live. You're an idiot. America's shit on every level. If I'm gonna live in a police state, I want it to be a safe police state. Dubai's a police state, but it's perfectly clean. It's extremely safe. I know it's a police state. You don't mess with the Dubai police, but it's a perfect little utopia. Why would I live in a police state where both the police want to put me in jail / kill me, the criminals want to kill me to take my diamonds? There's nowhere good to go. Tristan, you know the best place to go in America? Far away in the bushes.
Tristan, you just finished the hardest exercise in the world.
Just finished training, yeah.
Yeah, no, but then you immediately start yelling at people to get you booze and smokes.
God, the booze needs to pump through my tired heart into my muscles and veins. With smoke, it cures my burning lungs.
No,
Tristan,
yeah, they think it's a joke. They think it's some big joke. Literally came out screaming, "Get me a glass. I need some booze."
Some of the booze, nice little smoke.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
All right, who's healthier? Luke, who hasn't even worked out today. Or me, with my Boost Fitness program.
All right, it's you. It's you. It's true. It's Boost Fitness.
Two s'more.
We spent basically no time in Romania. We've been here, there, and fucking everywhere. We've been Vegas.
Yep.
Then we went to Belarus. We're like back in our own house for like a day and a half at a time. None of us know what day of the week it is. Tristan, we've spent, since the beginning of this year, we spent $1.3 million. What if we even bought?
Say.
What do you mean? Yeah.
We bought booze and cigars. Endless hotel rooms. We were in Timișoara,
so,
drinking wine. Okay. Look at all the dumb shit we've done. I think it's about time we really hunker down and not go anywhere.
I disagree.
Oh, really, you cunt? Fine. Where's open in the world right now? We've been Belarus. We've done Stockholm. Name somewhere open. Oh, yeah, sorry. We just got back from Poland.
Yeah, Poland as well.
With a bunch of whoopies. Those whoopies want to see us again.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right. So, where's open? Name somewhere open.
Texas?
I ain't going to fucking Texas. What, do I have a cowboy hat? I ain't going to fucking Texas. I hate America. The only half-decent place in America is Miami.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a plan.